So, Mike, I know that the guys on the footballing side of things don't want to talk about playoffs and promotions, but if Eastleigh were to achieve promotion to the Football League this summer, what sort of changes would need to be made to the Silver Lake Stadium?
Fortunately, we've done most of the work that needs to be done for Football League standard this summer. The theory behind it was we stated our ambitions when we first came in to Eastleigh 3 years ago now, that we were looking to take the club into the Football League. This was the biggest step that needed to be done coming from the south to the national conference level. So that's why we opted to put the 2,000 odd seater stand in at the south end, which takes our capacity to just over 5,000, which, with a little bit of tweaking here and there to entrance and exit to the ground and what have you, will make us Football League ready. So the actual infrastructure, the mechanics of changing things around to be Football League ready would simply be floodlights. That's the only thing. And maybe changing rooms, we might have to do something in the changing rooms just to make them slightly bigger, but nothing major. But the main thing that we'd need to do to keep the Football League satisfied would be to change the floodlights. That's a six-figure sum, so that's quite a big investment as well. So that's something that you wouldn't necessarily do unless you had to do it.
You were just saying, you know, the goal in the long term has always been to make it into the Football League. What are your expectations for the rest of this season, and what sort of timescale are you looking at to make it to the Football League?
We've still got a full 2 years to fulfil that ambition and the statement that we made when we first arrived at the football club, which some people thought was bullish or ridiculous, whichever way you want to look at it. So we're not putting ourselves under any pressure. The manager's not under any pressure really to get us into the Football League at the first attempt. I mean, there's some huge clubs that have fallen out of the Football League and taken many a season to get back. Luton obviously just gone back, and I think there were 6 years in the conference. So we're not kidding ourselves. We know it's a difficult league to get out of. But when we got promotion, we our statements were that we're not coming in to make up the numbers. And to be fair to Richard, he's done a fantastic job with the squad and the players that he's brought in to give us that opportunity then to take a look at where we are and to kick on if we want to coming into the end of the season. I mean, we're not just looking to maintain our status, or we're not now in the situation where we're just going to be mid-table and just playing the season out. Excuse me. We do have an opportunity to have a real go. And old football adage, the games in hand aren't points in the bag. But, you know, if you play that forward, looking at the games we have in hand and add a few points to what we've currently got, we are, you know, we're sitting potentially in fifth place. So we will be doing our damnedest to make that promotion this season.
You mentioned the work Rich has done, the signings that he's brought in. As far as January is concerned, I mean, aside from Brian Howard and Joe Partington have already arrived this month, Richard said that the players that he's interested in, who are conference players who are available, are actually asking for too high a salary. Would the finances be available to spend more if he had wanted to?
All right, I feel like I'm answering a question that the chairman should be answering now, but as he's not here, I think I'd safely say that if Richard identifies a player that he seriously believes will make the difference between the club reaching a playoff position or not, I'm positive that the chairman would give him the funding to do that. I think, to be fair to Richard, what he said there, and he does, by the way, I must compliment him here, he does treat the company's funds as if they are his own. I mean, he's not one of these managers that just goes out and liberally buys players in because they're available. He does, he does his due diligence with a player. He looks into the fact whether they're willing to move down to the area, commit to the club. Obviously, we've taken on some family-based players that move their families down to the club as well. So he's done a cracking job with the players he's brought in. So I would imagine, and you might need to just ask Richard to qualify this statement, but I would think going into the market in January, there's only two reasons you go into the market. One, you're trying to push on to gain a promotion or European place if you're looking at the Premier League, or you're trying to stave off relegation, because if you're sat tidily in mid-table mediocrity, you're not going to change your squad. If anything, you'd let players go to save your budget. So I think what Richard's saying is the selling clubs or the agents involved are asking for more than their value because they know of our position and what we're trying to do. I don't think Richard's saying that he's gone for a player and the chairman said, oh no, we can't afford that player. I think it's more Richard doesn't think that the value is in the market at the moment. But that's always going to be the way with the January transfer market. But just to reiterate, if Richard identifies a player, the chairman has always said that he'll fund the playing side, the playing wages, and he would honour any contract that he got a player entered into should he depart the club at any point in the future. So there's no, they're both being sensible, really. Neither of them are going to burden the club with unnecessary debt or pay a player more than he's actually worth. And I'm sure that's where Richard's coming from. It's not a case the money's not there. It's more of a case people are being a bit greedy.
I also wanted to ask you a little bit about attendance, because I read somewhere that the figures for your home games are up by 126% on last season. How accurate is that?
That is, well, it was very accurate at the time of going to press, I think you might say. I think that was a survey that was carried out when they did the survey of the season ticket prices, and that was something that came out at that time. To give you a ballpark figure, our average gate, I think, at close of last season was somewhere in the region of just over 700. And I think when that report went out, our average gate was in excess of 1,500. Slightly bolstered by the fact we had some really good fixtures at the start end of the season. The Aldershot game was on live television. The Bristol game was obviously well supported. And we did a promotional free game as well, which took the crowd to over 2,000. So at that point, that figure was absolutely right. I think 126% of the biggest increase possibly in the country, I think. Now, I suppose the aim is to get the average over 2,000. You know, there's always the next goal. You can't rest on your laurels. But, yeah, that's an average figure. That's an accurate figure, that average. But it will probably come down because, you know, we'll be playing midweek against Grimsby. And, you know, those fixtures don't attract the large number of away supporters because of the geography involved. So that will obviously affect the average gate going forward.
You mentioned those affordable season tickets, and I know that the survey you were talking about, it showed that you guys, with that, you know, we're starting at £105 for adults, had the lowest price for a season ticket out of the top five tiers of football. Are you expecting them to stay that low next season?
As with everything, we've literally just increased the price of a pint across the bar for the first time in the 3 years we've been involved. Previously, we've only cut the prices down to make it, again, more affordable and more attractive. I would imagine we may have to put the price of the season ticket up slightly next year. You know, everything else goes up in line. I mean, the cost of stewarding, the work we're doing to the ground, it will all have to be paid for at some level. Obviously, the chairman is very generous in his donations to the club. But I would imagine when we sit down, and we'll do that in the next month or so, when we have a clearer picture of where we're likely to end up at the end of the season, I would imagine that you might see an increase in the price of the tickets. But the fans can rest assured that they'll still be extremely competitive, and we'll try and maintain our status of being the cheapest season ticket in the five tiers of English football.